Hi, everyone, and welcome to Ion Markets Quick Takes. I'm Ali Curry, and every week, along with my guests, Amir Khwaja and Chris Barnes, we take a quick dive into the headlines on the Claris FT blog. Let's get started. Hi, Amir. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Ali.
Hey, Ali. How are you doing?
Doing great. Welcome back to Quick Takes. Amir, let's start with you. What are your quick takes for this week? Which headline from the Claris FT blog would you like to discuss?
Yeah, sure, Ali. Yes. The headline is third quarter 23 CCP volumes and share in IRD.
All right.
So that's a blog I wrote a few weeks ago. And a quick summary, I look once a quarter at the volumes and market share interest rate swaps at the clearinghouses. So in third quarter, I normally compare to the same quarter year earlier and the prior quarter. So, you know, in most major currencies, in dollar OIS, in euro OIS, the volumes are much higher than a year earlier. So I think up to 50% higher volumes in SOFR and EURSTR swaps. And primarily because of, you know, higher rates, there's been more activity in the rates market. So I think that's the thing. SONIA is up about 25% from a year earlier. Yen even higher. There's a lot happening in yen rates currently. Really, I'm looking at how much has the volume increased quarter on quarter, year on year, and has a market share change, right? So market share tends to be pretty stable between CCPs. So LCH, CME, Eurex, JCC, AXX are the major ones we cover in the major currencies. So I think market share is pretty steady. I think in euro, there has been a sort of a drift back from Eurex. So I think Eurex gained a bit of share in 2023 over LCH. So that's now reverting back to LCH. So really, I look at the major currencies, dollars, euros, sterling, yen, AUD, CAD. And then I look at EMEA, EMEA, LATAM, etc., Asia Pac, also to the volumes market share, which are also pretty large markets. But yeah, I just want to give it a chance to ask some questions. I think that's a quick summary.
I really like these blogs because it's a presentation of our data, very, very factual, but it also raises a hell of a lot of questions. It's very, very difficult to look at these data points and not think, well, why is that and why is that? I think particularly on this one, Amir, it's interesting in euro swaps where you look at the Eurex market share in Euribor, which is significantly higher than the Eurex market share in ESTR. I'm still not 100% sure why that is, whether it's solely as a result of FRAs at Eurex, but it does seem like all markets are on this march towards RFR trading. And so if there is going to be some type of mandated euro clearing in Europe, it feels to me like there needs to be a concerted effort to increase the amount of ESTR clearing at Eurex.
Yeah. So I think in the charts I've used, I've ignored FRAs, so it's only IRS. So I can only assume that maybe there's more clients still doing Euribor and LCH has larger share in dealers that are doing ESTR. That's a possible reason. I think the thing I wanted to point out was that also, you know, the markets outside the major currencies are also pretty large, right? So if we look at EMEA, for example, the RAND is the biggest currency and, you know, and substantial amounts trade. So I think in Q3 in RAND, there was $1.7 trillion of gross notional traded, right? So clearly, some of those currencies, depending on the quarter, are substantial. And that's up hugely from the same quarter in 2022, right? Yeah. So I think there are some large, obviously, RAND, Swiss, Polish, Czech. So obviously, the pretty major currencies, similar in Asia Pac, you know, CNY and NZD, of course, KRW, INR, big currencies. LATAM, we know Mexico and Brazil, you know, are such a pretty huge market. So clearly, those are also substantial volume in those currencies are cleared either at LCH or CME or some of the local clearinghouses.
And you've made the point in the blog there as well that APAC is now bigger than the other EMEA currencies, right? It's hard to believe for me when I was trading it 15 years ago, you know, and Stocky and Noki were big, big markets, that now the likes of CMY and Kiwi and INR are so much bigger.
Yeah, so I think, you know, that reflects, their economies and trade in those economies are now substantially higher than they were 20 years ago, right? And obviously, yeah. much bigger economy, much bigger exports, much bigger need for hedging. And I guess we talked about the blog, you know, I try and keep it very objective, just every quarter's figures, same chart, same presentation. And you're right, it opens up a lot of questions for people, right, in terms of why.
Yeah.
Why. when there's a change?
I think, you know, the obvious thing that people will think about seeing this is that the growth in APAC is so great. You know, has there been an introduction of a clearing mandate in one of those jurisdictions between 2022 and 2023, which has driven this, or is this all just organic growth? You know, and those type of market structure questions are very difficult to answer unless you're really in the weeds of that market, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. So I'm not sure I know, right? There may have been in some of those currencies that they've lost. I'm not sure we know, right?
If you look at LATAM, I'm pretty sure that there haven't been any new clearing mandates in LATAM recently. But the growth there, particularly from what Q3 2022 is huge, right? Another couple of trillion has traded in the quarter. So it's very, very interesting to see the data presented in this kind of, this is the data. Some of them are definitely due to pure organic growth, which is a real sign that interest rate swap markets in particular really suit the clearing model, I think.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, I think this is a blog that I do every quarter. And I must admit, you know, sometimes I do it a few weeks later and then people do email me and say, you haven't done your blog yet on quarterly volumes, right? So, you know, it's one that a lot of the blog readers expect to see on a regular basis. You know, to see change in share, et cetera. I think quite a lot of people are very keen on to see change in CCP market share and, of course, the volumes, right?
Yeah.
Time, right? So I think it's just one I do, you know, it does vary on which week I do that blog, depending on what's going on, right?
Yeah. In terms of market share, I guess, historically, the hottest topic was dollars and what the market share of CME is. Obviously, at the moment, people are very closely monitoring the European markets. I do remember a while ago looking at yen and the split of LCH and JSCC. I see there's been a big change. You know, LCH were or are at 33.8% this time around. I seem to remember that with yen swaps, there's a big difference between the short end and the long end. It seems to be, I think LCH has a bigger share in the long end of yen.
You may be right, Chris. Yes, you may be right. Yes, I recollect. Onshore, offshore, yeah, participants, yeah. So there is some difference as to... So I think depending on, I guess, you know, whether the offshore firms are doing more in yen or the onshore firms, I think share does change a bit. But JSCC is larger, but it goes up and down on a quarterly, monthly basis.
And remind me, Amit, do we monitor the year-to-date market shares as well?
Not necessarily, no. I present these quarterly charts, so I just have the last five quarters. So we're just looking at, yeah, I mean, I don't tend to look at year-to-date, but yeah, it is possible. I mean, obviously, all the figures are there in CCP view. This is all based on data we have in CCP view, which we collect on a daily basis. So we're able to do that. Anyway, Ali, so I think back to you. Yeah, so that's a quick summary of the blog I did a couple of weeks ago.
Well, thank you, Amir. And please share with us again the title of your blog post.
It's called Third Quarter 2023 CCP Volumes and Share in IRD.
Great. That works. Chris, Amir, thank you both for sharing your quick takes. Let's do it again next week.
Thank you.
Look forward to it, Ali. Thank you.
And that's our episode for today. You can read more about these topics on the Claris FT blog, and you can follow Ion Markets on X and on LinkedIn. Until next week. Thank you for joining us.